Choosing to live your passion in life is hard. Your passion could be anything. It could be health related. Maybe it's a happier, healthier relationship, a new career, a deeper spirituality. For me, it's coaching and healing through struggles and helping people get to their passion. So, you have something that you want to do or accomplish or achieve. Your passion, right? So you start looking into all the things that are required to step into this passion, which easily gets overwhelming because everyone who's already doing a version of your passion has more gear or more money or a better setup. I mean, the list goes on and on. So you begin to doubt your passion and then ultimately reduce its importance on your priority list in your life. And then you choose to wait until the time is right, until you have the money, or you get the gear, or you rent the space, or you get that one more certification or degree. But you need to know something. You have everything that you need to be doing your passion right now. So I want you to focus on some questions. Meditate on these questions. Meditate on the feelings that these questions evoke in you. What impact will it have on you, your family, your community, by doing your passion? What impact will it have on all of those things if you don't do your passion? Who do you see in yourself when you're imagining yourself doing this passion? What priority does it hold in your life? Why is this passion even in your life? Why is it so important to you? And where do you see yourself going if you let this passion happen? Also, when will you decide to make the choice for yourself to do the thing that lights you up the most? So now sit with all these feelings of these questions. Really sit with them. And now, think about how it's going to happen. Does it seem overwhelming? It did to me. I found that the key is to let go of how. To trust in yourself and your passion really means that the how can't be made out of concrete, but instead it has to be fluid like water. Again, you have everything that you need to be doing your passion right now. And I want to let all the soulpreneurs that are out there, I want to remind you that even if there's a ton of folks doing your passion, they aren't you. They are not you. And in the end, the energy and personality, that's the how that we get our business. That's the how that makes everything work. Nobody buys somebody's dish soap because it's homemade, fair trade. I mean, all those things are great. But who's the person making the soap? What's their story? What kind of vibe do you get when you see them at the farmer's market and you choose to then buy local handcrafted soap? You know, it's the energy of the soap maker. It's the energy that you get when you see their brand and their product and you meet them and you smell their stuff and you get to know who they are. That's what sells clients. That's what sells anything that you're trying to achieve, you know? And remember, your passion can be anything. If it's losing weight or eating healthier or starting a different exercise routine or, you know, recreating your relationship with your significant other or with yourself, or getting into this deeper spirituality of really understanding what your passion really means to you. All of these are transitions. All of these things are a passion, and none of them is either right, wrong, good, or bad. If it's your passion, you should be going for it, and you have everything you need to do so right now. Choosing your passion in life is really hard, but it's the best decision you'll ever make. I'm Nicole Cornell from Thriving Life, Health, and Wellness. transitions coaching, get a hold of me, email, Facebook, Instagram. I would love to chat with you about what it means to have somebody support you through these transitions and help you learn what it's like to live and really make that passion a priority. Love and light.